we're joined now by some travellers from the UK now based in Canberra. It's Dr. Sri Vakka and Dr. Ram Vapuri. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We're very interested to hear about your journey from the UK to Australia. First of all, what prompted it? What was the motivation to move down under, apart from the beautiful weather and beaches, of course?
Yeah, weather and beaches. But we were looking for a change because we've been in the NHS system for myself for 15 years and my wife, Sri, for probably 10, 12 years or so. We were looking for a change and we were exploring our options and we looked at states, we looked at New Zealand, Canada. Mm-hmm. I've got some family in Australia and we were kind of looking at various systems and how much help we get from different places. But then we found the BFD.
And you found it on Facebook.
Yes, because Facebook is easy to navigate and look at friends where they work, because I got friends, doctors everywhere, from England, States, Canada, Australia, South Africa, different places. So we're looking at their experiences and how they function and what the system's there, how they practice. We're looking at various things, obviously, finances, satisfaction, patient care, blah, blah, all of that.
Is there a big difference across the, you know, from South Africa, America and Australia?
Yeah.
It is different?
Exactly. It's the practice, the way you practice, the autonomy you get and the amount of reward you get from the patient and satisfaction, obviously financial reward too, with the amount of expertise and skill you're giving to the patient. So everything matters. So that's when we found out BFD from the Facebook page, and then we started to read about April and the website and the great information. So we've got enormous knowledge about how the billing system works and how patients are grateful when you have receive quality of care here. And we've got enough skills we acquired from different countries, training from India, UK and US. So we thought we could get more reward and satisfaction, and what April was talking the other day about success is about is about the reward you get from patients and about the satisfaction you get by treating them. So we thought we can explore more, we can expertise, we can get that much of experience and in different countries. So that's when we decided, okay, let's stick to Australia. And then we
One thing that's unique to Australia, of course, is the Medicare. And I guess Business for Doctors is really the only sort of website that you could actually learn how it actually works here, because we just take it for granted. We just assume everyone understands it. Bulk billing, all of this, is you learn this all from Business for Doctors?
That's very true, actually. Business for Doctors is the only website, or Facebook, whatever you want to call it, who was this resource for me especially. Ram came 6 months before us. To test the waters and see whether it's the right place, it's the right decision for us. We've got a little daughter. We didn't want to kind of move the whole family. England's home. And, you know, all the logistics that come with moving a whole family and the schooling of the child you getting into a new clinical system. And this is just not clinicals you'll be focusing on. You'll be focusing on something called the billing system, and you need to get it absolutely right.
Yes.
If not, there's something called Medicare that kind of gets its axe on you. And then you've got the APRA to be very careful about. So you do all the right practice, because at the end of the day, the center of a doctor is safe clinical practice. You're giving the best to your patients, but then, you know, you have to focus on these things which we were never trained about, which we didn't know about. And suddenly when you want to walk into Australia, you've got this job, and, you know, you're suddenly, you find yourself deep in the end, you know, you're kind of, what do I do now? How do I bill the patient? You're dependent on the receptionist or a practice manager, and if they're busy, it's not fair to kind of put the onus on them.
And if you don't understand the system, how can you check on your receptionist or practice manager and know that they're doing the right
thing? They're the right thing, exactly. So you need to be geared up with all that knowledge, and all the credit goes to BFD.
Yeah.
I think when we were talking to April on the BFD through the Facebook page, of course, and she's so prompt in her responses. I'm amazed at the way she actually gives a response, even if it's like, okay, speak to Justin, speak to Lisa.
Oh,
it's very quick.
No.
But what I'm trying to say is, I'm just giving you an example, just an instance. She's so prompt. You just don't think they're sitting there for a few days. You know, what am I doing next? What am I not doing next? Whom do I contact? She kind of puts you with the right people around
you've got
the skills, but you're not surrounded by the right people to guide you through. So I think through the BFD, especially in the last 3 days I've been here, she chose the right people for the doctors. She kind of empowers the doctors.
She makes
sure that your skills are used rightly. And your time is valuable. You value yourself. Unless you value yourself, you can't value your time, and you can't value your patient. You can't give the best to your patient. It's all about how you feel, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
And the whole concept that Ram was just saying, you know, success is about satisfaction. Unless you're satisfied, you kind of can't give your best to your patient, and a doctor's job is to give the best to your patient.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what she's been helping.
So let's talk about your clinic just quickly, because I want to let you guys go. Your clinic's in Canberra, the capital, and how long has that been there for?
Actually, we work for two corporates.
Okay.
I started 2015 in July,
yeah.
And I think she started in October
2016.
Okay, yeah. I've been here near 3 years this July.
Well, you're Australian now, mate.
Yeah, yes, we are. We have a permanent residency.
Yeah, we've got
not long ago, so,
okay.
So good. So it's all good in a way that with the BFD, let's go back, it's not
yeah.
about only the MBS billings and things we've learned.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's about how to set up a practice, how you are on top of your business, looking after patients, and how you delegate tasks to different team,
mm-hmm.
how you get your practice manager to do your job properly, and the receptionist and the nurses.
Mm.
And also, it's about overall thing, taxation, and also how do you get your super, how do you get your income protection, how do you get your life and critical illness cover. So
how do Business for Doctors actually help you with that, like your tax and your superannuation? Do they put you in touch with someone that understood, or they just have information online?
Both information, right. if they go on the Facebook page, it's everybody
it's
commenting there. Different questions. The new hashtag system is perfect.
Okay.
So you can, if you want to say for example, I wanted to go about tax, you just put tax there, everything related to tax comes up.
Brilliant.
So lots of information with different doctors discussing, and it's priceless, because if you read through something, you might not register, but if you read through comments and views, you can pick up the points what you want quicker.
And it's always medical related as well, which is hugely
helpful. If you spend some time, because we spend an hour every day looking at different posts and reading through different versions, and why this, why not, correct billings, taxes, lots of different topics discussed every day.
And also I'm right in saying that, you know, in this conference in the last 3 days, she got the right speakers.
Mm.
They were
right.
able to talk at our level as doctors. You see, as doctors, we do not know how this corporate world works, how the business works, how the banking works, how the loans work, the superannuation, all that stuff. These people whom she chose, they were at our level. We could understand each and every single doctor we met. All of us felt the same, you know. Oh, he's the right person to talk to, and this is the information, you know.
Yeah, that's
it was really good. She chose the speakers very well for us.
Yeah. Even a couple of workshops, BAS workshops or frequent flyer points, great. Because I've been flying 15, 20 years now. I've traveled half the world, and we've been to different airlines. We travel 4 times a year. By
never trip to Honolulu by now.
Oh yeah,
we've been there.
We did that.
But what surprised me is I never looked at what cards to gain more points, what's the way to accumulate, how do I get business class quicker, and what sort of airlines to choose. Is great knowledge. So again, it's just we don't have time to read, but if you come for a day like this, and people giving you knowledge concise, which is great.
And it literally is business for doctors.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's very
good. Well, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Sri Bhakkar and Dr. Ram Vapuri. Lovely to meet you. I hope to see you in Canberra soon.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and in future, if you would like to know anything or just ask our views and things, please do contact us, and we can give us more information on what we learned, and somebody else could learn from us.